So the next presentation comes from Fabrizio.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Kind of correct. Manfredi, and it's about Samba in distributed environments. It's a large
middle-sized.
400 PCs, I believe.
Basically, I think everything else
is easy if you say it. So I'll take care of the doors.
Please welcome.
Thank you. Well, my presentation is based on a migration of a company from Windows-based to Linux-based. This in different part from a Samba domain controller, but also on the Linux desktop replacement, for Linux desktop replacement. On this presentation, I try to follow on the situation from starting to the end, the result we obtaining. We will see the goal, the solution. We divide the solution between client and side. In special way, we create a directory server. The directory server, color for me, enterprise server with all user information. And we see the design of the network, the software, and many single parts of the component of the solution. First of all, the company is a middle-sized company in Italy, in specialized of forwarding, and have a service that transport and logistic all around the world. The company have a headquarters in Italy and 60 branch office also in Italy. The rest of 7 branch are outside Italy, around the world, one in Japan, one in US, in South America, and in China. The total of computer is around 550, and are divided by 400 in Windows base and 150 Linux base. The company tried to replace the Windows desktop in 2001, but was a very bad experience. In this company, we have 8 Windows domain and C domain when we start the project, and an OpenWMS cluster. The OpenWMS is the centralized application. All the people need to use a terminal application. Another piece of software was a Microsoft Exchange that handled all the mailbox of the company. All the branch offices are connected with the headquarters with a wide area network based on frame relay. Is important thing is that no IT staff is in the branch office, that the company have servers and many devices in the branch office, but no one can handle. All the maintenance is made remotely. The project goals was reduce the license, because the IT operation, the budget of IT operation is always small than the work that time can do. The second step is a hardware reduction cost. It's very important in this situation is the simplified management. We don't have IT staff in the branch, that we centralize the user profile, the user management. We must centralize the upgrade operation, and we also try to make some server consolidation. Now we have enough bandwidth on the network to centralize the service. Why a directory server? Because we are an undistributed environment. In the undistributed environment, you need to replicate information for availability, and special way for reducing response time. The perfect solution for this problem is a directory server. Directory server can handle small size, but also enterprise size with millions of users. Because the solution of directory server is scalable in horizontal and vertical. You can put many servers, or you can increase the dimension of your server. Directory server is also based on the open standard technology that many applications already have a plugin for connect directly to LDAP. also it's easy to modify the application. Directory server is a tree-like structure that is very simple to reflect your geographically or organization boundaries, that you must decide which type of structure you want put in the tree. Directory service is quite fast for lookup, and that's in environment, distributed environment is very useful in a special way when you use a LDAP backend for Samba or for mail server. We will see something that. Don't use directory if you have a lot of change in the information. If you have many updates on the information, directory server is not your solution. Also, directory server is not a relational database. Someone say during in the tutorial is a view of as information. You have a catalog. It's not a database. For this reason, it's very fast. We see now the client-side solution. We have choice, obviously, for reduction the cost of license to use our open source. Open source, the client-side was Pixel. Pixel is a very small distribution with a small X server and the client for Citrix, LTSP, and remote desktop for Windows, and is around 50 megabytes. You can bootstrap by network the Pixel protocol. Another solution for the client is to replace the Windows client with Linux desktop. On the side of the hardware, we have decided to use the Thin client because the Thin client have low price in general, but in special way we have low power consumption, low noise, and this is increase the comfortability of the environment. The server side, we use Linux for reduce the cost. We use Linux Terminal Server Project with a small patch somewhere and Samba Domain Controller. Also other network service, typical network service, DHCP, DNS, mail server, and so on. We don't find any solution for the hardware for how to reduce the hardware cost. The simplified management means time and resource saving. In special way, we focus on centralized user profile. This is the key of the solution. Centralized user profile means you can handle the identity life cycle. Identity means you create, modify, and delete. If you have an environment distributed and you have a replicating many users in many applications, sometimes when you or you create on all applications all the time and delete on application all the time, and sometimes you forget some user. This is a security hole. That is very important to centralize to have a centralized view of what a user can do. And that, the same problem is the secure password management. You must to check what is the password the user can use, or better, you need now to enforce the security password. You must use enforcement method. And how can do that? Centralized is the solution. When you have centralized user profile, when you centralize the user store, you can also delegate some operation that you can leave some operation to the branch office with a right interface that can handle and you reduce your work. A special way is a password. How many times from IT operation or help desk receive the call that I forgot the password or similar things. User self-provisioning in the first step is with a challenge method can permit the user to change the password when forget the password or change the password to all system on one point. Another important thing is maintenance. Maintenance, we already said that we are in a distributed environment without no people on the branch office. That is very important, remote control, especially with the new type of interface similar to ILO from your packet, Compact, that permit to have a total control of a machine the same control that the people have in front of the machine. You can push the button for turn off, turn on when the machine crash. That's is outside of operating system. Is similar to KVM, a KVM transport. It's very important also automatic package distribution and monitoring. Monitoring, I see in the morning many people use NIOS, but it's very important to monitor, because if you are centralized, you must to know immediately what happened to in the branch office, on the line, on device, on the switch, and the router, and many other devices, and many other process. With monitoring, you have an alarm, and you can reduce the time of the downtime. Server consolidation is quite simple. Try to put many servers on the same machine. This reduces the machine to handle, reduce the space, reduce sometimes the problem of the backup. We see some table with some price to understand how many can reduce the cost. This is for the hardware. We can see that a standalone solution and Linux terminal server solution is similar. You can earn you have a less expensive price for the Linux terminal, but the very difference is made by license. The license here we have all the components, also the Windows client. But if you take only the server line, we can see that you can reduce about 60-80% the cost of the licensing. You must take the price of the server and the price of single user call for the operating system. I put a price in for Linux of a enterprise server from Red Hat, but you can also take some distribution without paying nothing. That the difference with the client side is very big. If you move to replace also the Windows. Well, what is the solution for this company? The solution is replace domain controller with Linux and Samba server where the office have more fine user. This is a break even, because when you install a Linux server and Samba server, you have to put many times to a single server, to a Windows server. We replace also the Windows client with when don't use much Windows application, some Office. This was replaced with a Linux solution. We replaced with a Windows solution, also based on the client, because we think that the terminal server is a good solution for management. We replaced the Windows client with the employee use many Office and use some custom application. Enterprise directory, already said, centralize the user profile. We think the best is to centralize in one directory, central directory, all the information about the user. The design of the solution is very simple. We have a headquarter with a directory master, and we have a branch office with a directory slave and a Samba domain. The Samba domain search, lookup, query the LDAP slave for the information. In the headquarters, because there are 200 PC or 300 PC, we put a cluster, Samba in cluster solution. The LDAP, the enterprise directory, we have we join the Unix user, the Linux desktop environment, with the Windows user environment on the same profile, and we don't need to make nothing about mapping of the user ID and secure ID of Windows, because it's the same user. I have the same profile. We'll see some example in the next slide. The software user for the solution was Red Hat 3, that have a cluster similar to Kimberlite, or better, is a Kimberlite evolution. And WinChoice as a file system X3, not Riser, not XFI, and so on, based on LVM, because logical volume is very great, that you need to increase a partition is very usable. On the Linux, we are installed the LDAP pluggable authentication module and also LDAP pluggable module for NSI. We use Linux Terminal Server and PXS distribution. Enterprise Directory was based on OpenLDAP 2.2, and the interface for handle the user is based on GOSA. I've wrong GOSA. GOSA is a big no. We have a GOSA in this morning. No, in the afternoon. GOSA presentation in the afternoon. For the replacement of the Windows domain controller, we use Samba 3 with LDAP backend, support of access control list, caps and quota. We also use a monitored WFS for checking what happened in the directory, in a special directory. We also made a small external lib for check and for password enforcement based on Cracklib. The mail service is based on is based on POSFIX as a mail transfer agent and a Cirrus a mail delivery and IMAP and POP service. All these solutions have the storage information, the user storage based on directory server. For the monitoring, we use Zabbix or something else, and for the backup, we use Hammond. Enterprise Directory. In the Enterprise Directory, we have all the information on the user. We have user profile, name, surname, location, phone number, internal, and so on. We have a Unix account, home directory, shell, and all the value of the shared of password, and also some other the group ID and all the information that you can find in the password ID and the shadow present in DTC. User Windows account, all information about Windows account, that security ID, the home profile, and so on. We also put many information about the user, the mail, the proxy, the fax, the phone, for the statistics. The same is for the group, for machine, and we have put a particular schema for a branch office. Branch office has a domain information, office information. It's similar to an employee, but not an employee. It's an organizational unit. We have also put many information directly for the application, the administration user, application attributes for working, and specify user role. All this information can... It permit to control the Unix server, because we have a Unix user, a Cirrus proxy solution, a proxy solution, a web server, because the web server made authentication based on the LDAP, the Samba, obviously, Radius for the virtual private network, and also fax and FTP. This is all centralized controlled. This is the directory information tree that we have one organizational unit for each branch office. In the organizational unit, we have the typical distribution on people, groups, computer, and application. We have eight domain. Each domain have a suffix that point of organizational unit. This is the root for the Samba. For many reasons, for many reasons. And anyway, because now it's possible with the OpenNetApp, first of all, now it's possible to divide. You can replicate. We have a replicated server in the branch office, and you can replicate a branch. That's second, if you increase your dimension, you can put a good filter with this divided tree. The speed, you can increase the speed by the samba when you put a suffix. Another good thing, you can delegate the administration for the branch. Yeah, this is a typical design of Directory 3. Also, we use the Goza schema in some owner schema, some extender, and is a sample that you can find all the information, Unix, main, and Samba. The configuration of OpenNetApp. The first of all, we must decide between SLAPD, or better, SLURPD, and LDAP sync replication. The, one is the master base. The master send information to the slave. Send information to the slave by a queue. And the queue is don't give nothing, no guarantee on the lapses time to the replication. Instead, the lap sync replication is the slave check the master for changes. This is much better. In special way, if you use refresh and persist, the sync replication has two methods to work. One is refresh only, check every time, and one is refresh and persist. Refresh and persist, you open a connection, you slave open a connection to master, and the master, when something changed, send to you and notify. This is very important, in special way, with Samba. Because when you join a machine, your Samba domain server is connected to the slave. The slave say the address of the master. You replicate the request to the master. And Samba search immediately when to join the machine in the LDAP directory. But you don't have this information because it's not replicated. You have a delay. And this is the most important problem on LDAP, master and slave replication. Anyway, we have decided to use refresh and persist. And also now we replicate all the data, but I think someday to switch on replicate on the single branch. Because not only application present in the branch office need to see all the branch. LDAP security is based on TLS and SASLA, and in special ways we made some SCL access control list for grant user to ability to change their own data and also the application and to reduce the read all the data from the directory to anonymous user. Specific tuning is based, you must put attribute because Samba made a lot of query to LDAP. Yeah, it's a bit late. And it's very important to index. It's very important also to configure, to better good configuration on Berkeley database because a very bad database, especially with dbconfig and cache size and transaction size. Also, other important parameter is the thread size and concurrencies. Samba configuration already said that is based domain controller on the branch office check for the first lookup on the slave. We have configured two LDAP. One is a slave, the second is always the master, is used as a fallback. For the fallback for high availability. The write operation use referral, we already say, and you request to a master. You put the information to the master and go back to the slave. For tuning search for speed, we use a LEDUP user suffix of the branch to reduce the number of entries to check. We also enable the LEDUP sync. In this way, we have a single sign-on, because when you change password from Windows, also the Unix password is changed. That's all the application have only one password. It's stored in two attributes, but only one password. We do some custom script in a special way for the add machine by Samba, because we have a GOSA schema to add. We have also some schema for Ital Sempione, and we introduce a small delay for replication. We also in Samba introduce the cracklib checking password by check password script. Linux configuration is quite simple, and we use a pump for LDAP, that means the Unix system check on the directory the user ID and group ID. But you need to enable name service cache daemon, because all the program open many files, and all the time you open a file, this is a query to LDAP. We use Xtray, we use a control list and quota support. We use for some machine we change the value with the LV tune to reduce the queue and so on. We already say the Samba is based in the headquarter is based on the cluster, but this morning we already say the solution by cluster. For the manager enterprise we use provisioning tool. The migration requirement was seamless, without to rejoin the machine, and user access with the same password, and so on. That's what happened. We catalogize the share with pvdump, get information on the user. We prefer pvdump to vampire. With pvdump the information, with the script, we create the LDIF and populate the directory. We modify and create our tree. And we take a branch office as experiment, as test, a small branch office, and we migrate the first branch. And until last year, we migrate all the domain controller. Troubles, in special way, slave. LDAP sync sometimes stop to work and lose the synchronization. You must restart. In special way, Berkeley DB is very bad, because sometimes you have DB corruption. You rebuild the database by hand. And we notice that when you use TLS and the connection is not persistent, the heavy of TLS and negotiation is similar to the query. And if you have a large pool of a large proof of client, you have a lot of file descriptor. This is the problem. The backup file system, the HCL is not backup directly, and the Samba sometimes already say that failed to join the machine because the information is not arrived to the slave. Current status, we have seven Samba domain controller, 250 Linux desktop, on 11 server, terminal server. We have 70 Windows terminal clients on 3 server, and we have 130 Windows clients. All the Windows is based on connected to a Samba domain. We have a reduction in the cost to 60% on the time of IT operation, IT desk operation, and we have reduced a license of 50% now about the cost of license. The benefit is increased performance, increased security, increase, but you have a single sign-on and reduce downtime. What's next? 1 minute for what's next? We now test Fedora LDAP server, because it's much better. It's multi-master, it's quite robust, and many other things. Samba 3.23, that's we see in the Samba conference, LTFCP 0.42, multicast boot, and a new system for backup. The next, under testing, is to change the file server with FS, probably, because for a distribution environment it's better of GFS. And we test, restart test to some with FS module. We already installed a Kerberos 5 ticket for the Linux machine, and probably something happened with SAN for high availability. Same solution, same virtualization. Pardon, but too late. Yes, I'm 40 minutes in my mind.
So, thank you very much. Any questions at this point?
No time.
If a user is on a different branch, he can log on or not? If user from branch 1 want to log on branch 2, it won't
work. At the moment,
work.
No. We try to trust the domain. The solution is trusting the domain. No, because you different seed. You have two different domains. You can log on in a different domain. If you are user of first domain, you can log on the second domain. You must to make a trust. This is try to trust the domain. In this way, you can log on everything, but everywhere, pardon. But the branch is very far. That is difficult that the people is around.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you to you.